before we get to them, we promise to spend a segment talking about solar and off the grid. You know, we always hear complaints about costs at the gas pump, costs in our utility bills. But when you break it down, it's pretty gosh darn cheap. If you went and bought a gallon of Coke at the convenience store, by the time you add up how many bottles it would take to get to a gallon, that costs a whole heck of a lot more than a gallon of gasoline. And when you look at, I did some math here, my home in particular, all electric, our high bill last year, or last month in July, was over $500. But then I took out our base load and divided it by the day. That's $9 a day to keep my family comfortable at 72 degrees. That's probably the cheapest thing I did all day, was cool the home.
I mean, you keep your house at 72 degrees?
My wife keeps our house at 72 degrees. Actually, like 76. I usually push it down a little when I get home.
And there's one window open that goes into the corral to cool the horses.
Yeah, that's right. So I mean, it's still pretty gosh darn affordable at the end of the day. Now, it's just the fact that you got to pay it constantly is, I think, what eventually wears people down. And so then they hear solar and think, well, I'm going to get solar and go off the grid. But that's – you could – if you had $100,000. But I can think of a lot of things I'd rather do with $100,000. Dan, you want to start the conversation just about solar and how it relates to the utility grid and then going off the grid?
Yeah, I think there is a big misperception of that. Part of the technology that's caused the advancement of solar recently has been the ability of the inverters that we deploy that can actually backfeed into the grid. I mean, that's really one of the benefits that we've seen recently. So, I mean, the technology isn't that far away to be cost effective where customers could choose to go off the grid. You would need storage or maybe some sort of other generation of electricity. But if the utility companies come around and play ball with solar industry and other industries out there, we should be able to find a good parity where it makes sense to just move forward where we are right now.
Yeah, I've got several people down in Green Valley that are looking to go off the grid right now. Of course, they're not going to power their whole house. They're probably going to have just several emergency circuits. One gentleman wants his refrigerator and a water pump and some lighting and a couple of receptacles on there. And it's certainly doable. Like Dan said, it is expensive. There is some maintenance required to do that. But I think we're going to see more and more of that as time goes on. And as far as people buying solar and thinking they're going to be off the grid, that's not the case the way it is now. When the grid goes down, your solar shuts off, and that's a safety issue for the linemen working out on the lines. They don't want to have this power being generated and shocking some guy. So if you're thinking about getting solar right now, you can go off grid or a regular photovoltaic system, and that when the power, keep in mind, when the power does go down, you're gonna lose your
power as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, a safety issue because you're generating electricity, feed
Correct.
It back to the utility company. Power lines are down. Johnny, the lineman, goes up there to repair it, and he's got to know those lines are truly, truly dead.
See, Johnny gets shocked.
Yeah, yeah. So how about the line? And we've got Johnny online. We've got Sally online. We've got Jenny online. How about the line, I'm not going to buy solar today because the technology is going to be so much better next week?
I think you have to jump in at some point, you know, jump in and take the plunge. Things are always going to get more affordable in the future, but think of the time between now and the future, how much you're spending on electricity, and the rate certainly is not going to be going down.
You know, my opinion of that, because people ask that question
all the time.
It's like, well, I'm going to wait, and I'm like, well, every day, every hour that you wait, you're not saving money. So if you go solar now, you're saving money moving forward. So,
and if you're diligent and tracking that and putting that money you saved aside, by the time that solar system's worn out in time to replace, you're going to have a pretty significant capital to, you know, and get the latest, greatest new stuff that's just going to, again, save you more money long term. It's saving the money. If you don't save the money you're saving, if you just blow it, you're not really doing yourself a favor. Save the money that you put it on to save.
That's right.
Do we want to try and bring Johnny in from Sun City real quick before bottom of the hour break? Johnny?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for calling. We've got 1 minute before we have to break.
Yeah, your segue there. My question is about the future. I went to Hoover Dam, and I see that the contracts for all the water and the power come up to expire here in a couple of years. Also, President Obama has put this 30% Clean Air Act in together, and that's going to drive it up. Have you guys got any idea that 24 cents drive our power costs too?
You skipped out a little bit. Is 24 cents a kilowatt? What was your
question? Right now.
Yeah.
So, given these changes with us, with renegotiating the contracts at Hoover Dam,
okay,
plus Obama's Clean Air Act, it's gonna really drive up the cost of electricity. So,
well,
solar go higher.
Okay, I've got your point. Utility rates aren't going to come backwards. Now, there was a recent article about Arizona's joining other Western states in the way they're going to distribute power. So we don't buy the power or sell the power that we have on an hourly basis, but every 5 minutes. It's going to be on a real-time basis. That's supposed to save the utility companies tens of millions of dollars. I'm sure we'll see that on our bill.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.